Okay.
Fightful's Murder Hornet update.
We were just talking off the air about murder hornets, and I was telling them how the news is so full of shit.
I'm just excited when this is all done and we get the murder hornet mascot for some sport team.
Absolutely going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's absolutely. And they do look cool. Do you know who Coyote Peterson is?
Yeah, I saw the video that you're talking about where he took a sting.
Yes, and he was a really good guy to educate on this mm-hmm. stuff, because I was telling Sean off the air, these news outlets are scaring people saying that they kill people. One hornet sting's not going to do it. It takes like a whole horde of them, you know? Like it's just – but so Coyote Peterson was cool because he explained everything and he actually took a sting and whatever. Okay, I want to start by talking about
I accidentally streamed this to the Wednesday Night War podcast. So, hey, people are getting a free look at The List Goes On right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oh well.
You're supposed to just record it.
I'll do something. No, I live stream it. It works better. But I'll do something bonus for Fightful Select subscribers in the future. That's what we'll do.
So you're just going to tease this as a freebie?
Yeah, kind of. For the 15 people that were able to tune in a little bit early. Yeah, it was 15 people. You guys will be all right. I give you stuff every day.
Uh-huh. So I want to talk about the Bella Twins, and I'll be the first to admit I'm not a massive fan of the Bella Twins, particularly Nikki Bella. I'm just not.
Really? I thought you were.
I love her. But they have released an autobiography, and I'm sure there's a market for it. So they've released an autobiography, and E! Online posted a blurb that was written by Nikki Bella regarding the first Women's Royal Rumble match. Mm-hmm. And I want to read what she said. She said, quote, "It was a bit of a slap in the face to all the historic women wrestlers who had come out for the match, the main event, only to have the moment upstaged by the Ronda announcement." I wanted to address that. So first of all, I understand her position. I get it. It was the first Women's Royal Rumble match. It was a big deal to all of the girls. Ronda Rousey came out at the end, and that was the big news story. I get what she's saying. But it's business.
Yes.
This is business. WWE does not produce shows for people's social lives. They don't produce shows so that the wrestlers can all get together and hang out and have a good time. It's business. And Ronda Rousey, with all due respect to Nikki Bella, and with all due respect to all the girls in the Royal Rumble for that matter, Ronda Rousey was a bigger star than any of them. She was a bigger box office attraction than any of them. She had accomplished more professionally than any of them. Her appearance there in any capacity was going to upstage the Royal Rumble match. Her appearance in any capacity was going to be the news story the next day. It didn't matter if she came out at the end of the match. It didn't matter if she came out before the match. It didn't matter if she came out in the first hour of the show. That was going to be the news story the next day. And that's just how it is. And just accept it. It's business, and that's just how it is.
And again, I have a lot of respect for Nikki Bella specifically. I think she got good in the ring and worked really hard. Didn't see her saying, no, I don't want to work with Ronda Rousey at WWE Evolution. I didn't see her saying, no, I don't want that main event over somebody who still actively wrestles. Oh,
not
no.
Not just that. You know something else I thought of?
What?
I thought of, there was a documentary on Ronda after her first match at WrestleMania, her and Kurt Angle against Triple H and Stephanie. It was on the network. In that documentary, they showed the Bella sitting backstage watching mm-hmm. the match on the monitor, and all Nikki did was rave about Ronda. And as soon as the match was over, they ran to Gorilla and were hugging Ronda and saying, you stole the show, you stole the show. And Ronda was saying to them, this is amazing. I'm not used to people like being nice and supportive. I'm used to them kind of talking shit behind my back. And now she's kind of sort of doing it, you know?
Yeah. And again, she wasn't saying, hey, no, I know Charlotte and Becky are the top people in the company right now, but I don't want a main event with Ronda over them. Like, I saw that and I was like, it's business.
And how can she not understand that? How can she not understand that? I mean, Ronda Rousey, and this is no, I mean, there were some superstars in that match, Trish Stratus, and you know, I've got such respect for her, and Beth Phoenix, and I think Molly Holly was in there, and all these, you know, legendary girls were in the match. I mean, no disrespect. Ronda Rousey was a bigger star than all of them, and she might have been a bigger star than all of them put together.
Yeah.
And so it was just going to happen. That was inevitable that she was going to get the buzz.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Are you saying she's going to get stung by a murder hornet, get the buzz?
If she does, she won't die.
There you go.
So Becky Lynch, I want to ask your thoughts on her preparing for life after wrestling. Did you see her on Billions?
I didn't see. I don't watch that show.
Okay, so I do watch that show. It's a great show, by the way. Mm-hmm. And so I caught her appearance on Billions. It was okay. And that's really all I can say. It was okay. She basically played herself.
Yeah.
And I've talked about Billions. I've talked about Billions before. One of the executive producers is a pro wrestling fan. They created a character on the show named Mafi, and that character is a big pro wrestling fan. Becky Lynch was there as Becky Lynch. Basically, you know, reenacted a fake fight in the office as a morale builder kind of thing. And then she cut a little promo kind of for morale reasons. It was basically Becky Lynch being Becky Lynch, just like she'd be on Raw or SmackDown. And so for that reason, I say it was okay. It didn't really show me much in the way of her acting chops. But apparently there are rumors she's going to be in a Marvel movie. Have you heard about that?
That's the rumor, and that would be big.
That'd be huge, depending on what kind of role it is.
Yeah. That would be really, really big. I mean, and I think she could do it. She went to acting school, for the love of God. Like, she's got that experience.
I gotta tell you this. Let's say she's in that movie, even in a small role, and then they decide to do a sequel.
Yep,
sure. And maybe she's got a bigger part. You can say sayonara WWE.
Quite possibly.
Because the money that she'd make off of that, it makes me think of the Scorpion King. When The Rock didn't have a massive part, he was in the beginning of it, and then they did the CGI thing with him at the end. But they springboarded that into him being the leading man in another movie, and then like wrestling was done after that. So I guess we'll see. And then speaking of actors, I suppose, I want to give props to John Cena. I know that he's a polarizing guy. Some love him, some hate him. A lot of wrestlers always accuse him of holding them down, whatever. He always goes above and beyond for Make-A-Wish. And I want to give him props. WFLA, NBC 8 in Tampa, they reported that last Sunday, May 3rd, John Cena visited a 7-year-old boy named David Castle at his home in Odessa, Florida. David is currently battling cancer, and John, despite lockdown rules and everything, showed up at David's house, because John lives in Tampa, so it's not far. Showed up at David's house. He was wearing a mask and gloves.
That's awesome.
But he still showed up in the John Cena gear. He brought merch for him. He signed autographs. He took pictures. He hung out. He talked to the family. He talked to David. He doesn't have to do these things. And I respect that John Cena does that. He's the most requested Make-A-Wish athlete ever in the history of that organization. And you see him doing stuff like this, especially in this landscape. I guarantee you that a lot of people in other entertainment fields wouldn't want to go out right now.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they don't want to go out when it's not.
Yes.
Not, and he has been above and beyond. Like,
yes.
I know there are a lot of people, especially with the Nikki Bella book, they're like, oh my gosh, he had Nikki sign an NDA and he did all that. You know what? I don't care. I don't care. Not when he's went and done hundreds of these.
I'm going to be honest with you, Sean. I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'll be honest. If I was dating Nikki Bella, I would also have her sign an NDA. I would, especially, you know, Cena is a major star, biggest star in WWE. He's made a shit ton of money. He's worth a shit ton of money to WWE. Nothing wrong with him protecting himself. I don't fault him at all.
I'm fine with it.
Yep. Last thing on my list, I want to ask you about some injury news. So Jimmy Uso, Kevin Owens, Kalisto, what's the latest on those guys? And have you heard about additional injuries to additional people right now?
Kalisto has been hurt for a few months. I don't know when he's back. I think it's a shoulder injury. Jimmy Uso is hurt. They don't have any plans for Jay at the moment, but that's why Naomi has also been absent the last couple of weeks. That's bad for the Usos. They already missed a lot of time because of
their
personal issues.
And Naomi did too.
Yeah. And if I were them, I would keep Jay on TV somehow. I don't know how. Somehow.
Make him a single or something.
You could do something. Yeah, he's very talented.
Do you remember when Dynamite Kid got injured in I think it was 86, and the Bulldogs were the champions at the time, and so what they would do is with the live events, they would have Davey Boy Smith team up with somebody else. Like, they could do stuff like that. Why not acknowledge the guy's hurt? Like, why not? You know,
and
Jay team up with somebody else.
That's why they love to just make you forget about people. That way they can bring them back as a surprise. But here's the thing: stop mentioning them for a month, and I'll be surprised when they come back too.
You know what I would do? I would have Jay team with somebody else, and him and that other guy win the titles before Jimmy comes back.
That's what I pitched, and then
oh, did you?
And then I think the moment that Jimmy comes back, Jay turns on him immediately. Jay turns on the other guy. No loyalty to anybody but his brother.
Right.
Yeah, and as far as Kevin Owens, I'd heard it was a minor injury. I've reached out to a lot of people about that. Haven't heard a peep back, but I got conflicting things on that. Like maybe he just wanted to take a little bit of a break too. So I'm working to find out more on that. Other injury stuff, I can pull up the injury report right now and kind of update things. I know WWE has been trying to get people cleared. They tried to get Jessamyn Duke cleared. There were people that thought that Titus was hurt because he hadn't wrestled since December. He has not been hurt. He's just been off TV. Ali,
he's on Raw.
Yeah, he was just off TV and came back on Raw. Ali, not hurt. Ember Moon, still a little ways away. Lars Sullivan, they had never planned on him to be back before June of this year to begin with. Yeah, and so there's quite a few people missing out. Peyton Royce and Billy Kay. They're just off TV. I hit up one of them for an interview, and they said, I can't right now. Maybe another time. So,
okay. Are they in the U.S. still? They live in the U.S., right?
Both are in Florida.
Yeah, one of them is married to Sean Spears, right?
Yeah, both are in Florida. Yeah. I believe okay. In Florida.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's all I got for you, buddy.
Until next time, guys. Some of you got away with a sneaky one here. It was my fault. We're out.